Well, it's time now for sports, and we begin with the game-defining moment in Houston last night. You can try.
Swing and a high fly ball right field. Reddick back. Reddick at the track. Turning. Looking. Out of here. Jackie Bradley Jr.
That's the sound of center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr.'s grand slam that took the Red Sox to victory over the Astros. And Boston Globe sports media columnist Chad Finn was at the game. He joins us from Houston. Chad, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
So we heard that sound at the top of the grand slam by Jackie Bradley Jr. Was anyone expecting that from him when he stepped up to the plate?
Maybe Jackie himself, but not too many others. He's not the best hitter in the Red Sox lineup. He's probably the streakiest. He'll have great weeks and a couple of poor weeks, and never really any middle ground with him. But he's been very good in the playoffs, and he was especially good last night.
So what's the energy like in Houston?
You know, the energy is really good here. It's Fenway has been funny during this series because you can hear a pocket of Astros fans all the time, no matter what. And I've had people ask me if it's apathy because Boston sports teams have done so well that you kind of expect it, and maybe you don't root as hard as you normally would. But here, it's a little bit different. The Astros crowd is really lively and animated. And when Bradley hit that home run last night, it got really, really quiet very quickly. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to watch a ball game out here, but maybe not for the home crowd last night.
Now, there's a story floating around about sign stealing when an opposing team tries to decode the hand signals that the players and coaches are communicating with each other. The Globe is reporting that the league's investigating someone connected to the Astros. How serious are these allegations?
Well, Major League Baseball just sent out a press release maybe about 5 minutes ago. It was really recent, saying that they've concluded their investigation and basically there's nothing to see here. So it's either that there really is nothing there and that it was just a little bit of, at worst, gamesmanship that maybe got nipped in the bud, or it's Major League Baseball looking at this and saying, if we make a big deal out of this, we may be opening up a huge can of worms around Major League Baseball, because this kind of is the sort of thing that technology has brought upon the game, where a lot of different ways to try and gauge what the other team is doing and intercept signals and try to get a read on their signs. And Houston Astros are a very advanced organization, but they're not the only ones doing this. And I think Major League Baseball probably wanted to push this aside as quickly as possible for fear that a lot more stuff would come out. What they really need is to implement some rules and to make sure those rules about technology are followed.
Two teams play again tonight. What are the main things you're looking for in tonight's game?
Well, Rick Porcello is a starting pitcher for the Red Sox, and he's an interesting guy because he won the Cy Young Award in 2016 as the best pitcher in the American League. He won 22 games and lost only four. But he's been about average over the course of his career. He's very durable, and he always makes a start, and he's good more often than not, but he's not somebody who you look at and say, this is our ace, this is the guy who's going to go out and win the big game that we need. And yet, this postseason, he's been absolutely terrific, whether it's starting a game or coming in relief, as he did in the Yankees series and again earlier in this series, and shutting down the opposition when the moment really calls for it. So he's building a reputation and a resume as a big-game pitcher this postseason. And tonight, with the Red Sox up 2-1 in the series and him going to the mound as a starter, has a chance to enhance that even more. I think Red Sox fans probably looked at Rick Porcello for much of the season and much of his time here and said, yeah, he's pretty good. Now they're looking at him as someone who can go out and win a game that means a whole heck of a lot. And that's a great reputation for a pitcher to have.
You know, it was an exciting night for the Celtics, too. I guess I heard that you watched the second half of their season opener after the Red Sox. Oh, the troubles we have, Boston sports fans. But what did you think of last night's Celtics game?
It was exactly, I think, everything Celtics fans wanted to see. I mean, the anticipation for the season basically began 5 minutes after last season ended with a Game 7 loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics got that far last year without their two best and two highest, might be their two highest paid players, two of their top three anyway, and Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, who was, of course, injured in the first 6 minutes of the first game of the season. So get to see the whole gang together again, and they went out and played like they've been together for 5-10 years. The connection was perfect. And you look at the statistics on this game, and Kyrie Irving didn't hit a basket in the first half. He's their best player, and yet they still won by 20 points over a very good team. I think it was a very good hint as to what's to come with this team, and expectations are high, and they really should be.
Mm. So let's move on to the Patriots. And before we get to sort of the team this year, let's talk about the Boston Globes just briefly. The new spotlight series and podcast looking at the life of Aaron Hernandez. He, of course, is the former Patriots player who committed suicide while serving a prison sentence for murder. I mean, what do you think that readers are learning from this? What do you take from this long look at Aaron Hernandez's life and what happened here?
Well, this was a massive story, obviously, when it broke, and then the trial, and then his suicide in jail. Something that has been covered intensely by a lot of different markets, a lot of different outlets, locally and nationally. It felt like that there might not be anything more to unearth with this, and yet our Spotlight series has found detail after detail that was previously unreported or might have been reported offhandedly or not thoroughly, and they dug deeper into it. It's not just the jailhouse calls that our reporters have from Hernandez to various people, but talk to Patriots players who, they've shut down pretty much everybody who's tried to talk to them over these last couple of years. Now you've gotten real detail about how he was perceived in the locker room and how he behaved. DJ Hernandez, his brother, now he's Jonathan, I believe he goes by now, has been very candid, and I think the podcast version of this really enhances all of it because you get to hear the people's voices and hear the emotion in their voice and how they speak about this stuff when they're talking about such a controversial and tragic and dramatic story.
Right. Well, you don't have to sell a radio person on that. So just give us very briefly, just a couple of seconds, upcoming game against the Bears.
I think the Patriots are really trending the right way here. The Kansas City one was a thriller and a hard-fought game. The Bears have had their ups and downs, but you get the sense they're not quite ready for what the Patriots are bringing right now. I think New England wins again and probably pretty easily.
All right. Chad Finn, sports columnist at the Boston Globe. Links to the Spotlight series and podcast, as well as Chad's latest commentary, are at our website, radioboston.org. Chad, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.